Hi, this is Jeff Rio. I'm the advisor of the Student Activities Board at Messiah College. The Student Activities Board plans all the films and concerts and dances at Messiah. One of our upcoming concerts is Josh Ritter on March 27th, so I thought I would take this occasion to talk about Josh Ritter and his music. Josh Ritter is often compared to Bob Dylan. National Public Radio, in a review of his latest album, says, "Josh Ritter isn't the first singer-songwriter to draw comparisons to Bruce Springsteen or Bob Dylan, but he ranks among the few whose best songs actually justify them." But what does this mean? I'd like to suggest three ways that Josh Ritter suggests Bob Dylan in his music. Ritter, like Dylan, references characters we are already familiar with from literature, history, and scripture. This allows Ritter to assume the listener understands something about the characters he is using without giving all of the backstory. So when he says that he found his lover deep in the belly of a whale, we understand that, like Jonah, she may be running from God. When he reveals that she is in the whale's belly with Calamity Jane, Joan of Arc, and Florence Nightingale, we are forced to wonder what these three women have in common and what that says about his lover.
Deep in the belly of a whale I found her, down with the deep blue jail around her, running her hands through the ribs of the dark, Florence and Calamity and Joan of Arc. I love the way she looks in her underwear. I lose my page in the book and the plot, and I swear she makes the most of her time. But loving me plenty, she knows the coming day a woman won't be getting any. Through the wreck of a brass band, I thought I could see her in a cake while she came through the dead and the lame. Just a little bird floating on a hurricane. I was flat on my back, my feet in the thorns. I was in between the apples and the chloroform. She came to me often, I was sure I was dying. It was always hard to tell if she was laughing or crying. I thought I heard somebody calling in the dark. I thought I heard somebody call. Joan never cared about the in-betweens. Combed her hair with a blade, did the maid of Orleans. Said Christ walked in water, we can wade to the war. You don't need to tell me who the fire is for. Bring me a love that can sweeten a sword, a boat that can love the rocks of the shore. The love of an iceberg reaching out for the wreck. Can you love me like the crosses love the nape of the neck?
This kind of songwriting doesn't qualify as easy listening, as it asks the audience to recall what they know of these characters. And if they don't know anything about Calamity Jane, Wikipedia will give you all that you need to know to make sense of this illusion. Dylan didn't invent folk music, but he did bring it to a mass audience. But Dylan had his influences just as he has influenced so many. Many of Dylan's early songs mimicked the folk songs by his heroes, Woody Guthrie and Ramblin' Jack Elliott. This wasn't stealing, as everybody did it back then. It was a way to pay tribute to those that had become folk icons. It's probably true that all we can do is borrow. And Ritter does that as well, paying tribute to Dylan in a song like Kathleen, which opens with a chord progression that suggests an acoustic version of Dylan's Tangled Up in Blue. The use of organ in the song references Dylan's mid-60s albums Highway 61 Revisited and Blonde on Blonde.
All the other girls here are stars, you are the northern lights. They try to shine in through your curtain, you're too close and too bright. Well, they try and they try, but everything that they do is the ghost of a trace of a pale imitation of you. I'll be the one. Drive you back home, Kathleen. This party was made with the night air and the chance that a smile will wipe its way from your face to one of the boys in your line. Well, you act like you're hip to their tricks and you're strong but a virgin. Wurlitzer her heart never once had a song. I'll be the one to drive you back home, Kathleen. And I'll have you back by break of day. I'm going your way anyway. If you'd like to come along, I'll be yours for a song. Oh, 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 oh.
When Dylan took on social issues in his songs, he never did so to preach. Only a Pawn in Their Game is a song about the assassination of civil rights leader Medgar Evers, but does not condemn the killer, instead calling him a pawn in their game. He makes the problem bigger, more complicated. Ritter also knows that it is not the role of the artist to preach, but to tell stories, to ask questions. In Ritter's anti-war song, Girl in the War, he doesn't offer solutions or easy answers. In fact, he doesn't offer any answers. He just imagines conversations between two apostles.
Peter said to Paul, you know all those words we wrote are just the rules of the game, and the rules are the first to go. But now talking to God is Laurel begging Hardy for a gun. I got a girl in the war, man, I wonder what it is we've done. Paul said to Petey, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, the only thing I know to do is turn up the music and pray that she makes it. Cause the keys to the kingdom got locked inside the kingdom, and the angels fly around in there, but we can't see them. And I got a girl in the war, Paul, I know that they can hear me yell. If they can't find a way to help, or they can go to hell. They can't find a way to help, or they can go to hell.
Dylan said of Woody Guthrie, you could listen to his songs and actually learn how to live. I think that this is true of all great songwriters, and Josh Ritter falls in that category.
Yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, her eyes are like champagne. They sparkle bubble over in the morning.
Josh Ritter is not just a great songwriter, but a great performer as well. Listening to his live recordings, you can hear the grin on his face as he plays. Thank you for listening.
This has been Listen Up, a Messiah College podcast. This episode of Listen Up was produced by Katie Manzullo. For more information, or to listen to past episodes, please visit the Listen Up website at www.blogs.messiah.edu/listenup.